This episode of Ticket Ripper is brought to you by people thinking that their kids say things when they don't. Your kid didn't say doggy. He said, did you do? What are you deaf? I think people just want to believe that their kids are geniuses when in reality, it's a baby. It's a baby, man. Don't put that pressure on them. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome to the Ticket Ripper podcast, where we be ripping, we be dripping, and everything else. I am, as always, your humble host, Benjamin Abraham Arevalo, the best host in history, coming at you alive and well from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Benjamin, how you guys doing? You doing all right? You living out there? You got a job? If you don't have a job, I'm sorry about that. That's got to be tough. That's got to be really rough. If you do have a job, hey, congrats. And, you know, although, you know, sometimes life can be kind of, you know, work can be kind of stressful, all that kind of stuff. Oh, trust me, I know. You know, we gotta stay grateful because we got lucky. You know, not everybody got as lucky as we did. But anyway, let's get right into it after that little sesh of good vibes. Let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in, and ladies and gentlemen and all the in-betweens, for the first time in weeks, episodes, months, we are going to be doing trailers of the times. I'm changing it to trailers of the times because sometimes these don't release, you know, just weekly. So trailers of the times, pretty much this is weekly, but let's start here. DC is absolutely crushing it. You already know what I'm gonna get to, but if you know, I'm gonna start with one of the movie that's already released but for some reason is re-releasing, is Zack Snyder's Justice League. They finally got it after everybody telling us that there was no Snyder cut. Turns out all you Snyder people were right. There was a Snyder cut. And let me tell you this, based on the trailer that I saw, it is significantly, I'm not going to say it's good because I don't know the movie yet, but from what I can see, what do you see in this trailer? Backstory? An actual storyline? Yup. That is why this is going to be significantly better than whatever Zack Snyder, Joss Whedon, you know, mix of garbage they released in theaters. The sad part is we're not going to be able to see this in theaters because it's releasing on HBO Max. But that being said, I'm super excited, actually. I want to see what, I mean, visually, it looks significantly better. I hope that stays the same for the entire movie. I will be watching the day that it releases on HBO Max, but I'm super excited. I'm not going to lie. I talked a lot of crap. I have talked a lot of crap on DC movies for a while, especially Justice League. I don't think I've done an episode on that, but especially Justice League. Maybe that'll be next episode. Just horrendous movie. What a horrendous movie. And yet, here we are getting a re-release of it in the director's cut, but not just the director. Notice when you look at the poster for this, it doesn't say like it's Justice League, but it's Zack Snyder's Justice League, as if Zack Snyder's like some god. He's not. But you know, I hope this one's better. So yeah, if you have not seen that trailer, do it, dude. There's not really any like, you know, a whole lot of talking points or anything like that. It is the Justice League movie, but with more backstory and just visuals out the wazoo. Turns out, and I actually did a lot of like reading on this, turns out Joss Whedon was brought in after Zack Snyder had already shot a lot of the movie, and he was brought in to like redo some of the parts, and that's why the movie ended up feeling kind of like weird, janky, and cheap. It's because Joss Whedon makes weird, janky, cheap movies, as I've talked about before. Moving along, Wonder Woman 84. If you haven't seen the trailer for that one, go check it out. These are all on IMDb. I'm excited for this one too. Just fantastic. The idea of it, you know, the 80s are such a beautiful time in American history, except for like, you know, certain people, And, you know, like, it's nice to see, you know, like, I like that they're not just going straight into, like, Wonder Woman being in the modern world with her sequel. They're going straight into the 80s, which I find cool. Because then also they brought back Chris Pine's character. Don't ask me how they did it, but they did it. And, you know, he's, you know, from another time, and the 80s, you know, by the time he gets to the 80s, it's changed so much. So I think that's a lot, something really funny that they're going to be playing with. But aside from that, I mean, the action looks unreal. I just want to say this, that trailer right there, that's how you make a trailer. That's how you make a trailer, dude, for a movie like Wonder Woman. That's how you do it. There's some trailers out here. Like, there's people out here making trailers and they don't understand the, like, you gotta have, like, the minute that your stupid trailer has words or lyrics in it, you're done. You're done. Like The Walking Dead World Beyond, you're done, bro. Which, by the way, dear Walking Dead, just give up. Just give up. Just give up. We don't care about zombies anymore, dude. We've moved on. We've elevated past zombies. People are watching. People don't want to watch zombies. Give it the program. You've been doing this since I was starting high school when you started this show. Give up. Just give up. You're not Family Guy. You can't make 3 spinoffs and keep this going for 18 seasons. Just give up. God, like, learn to lie down and say, all right, we're AMC. We can make something else, right? Nope. Apparently AMC just really can't, like, they don't trust themselves enough. It was Breaking Bad, and that was it. It was Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, like, season 1 through 2, and then that was it. They were just like, oh God, what are we gonna do now? They were like, what about Into the Badlands, which was pretty dope, I'm not gonna lie, but I don't even, like, you don't hear about that one as much as you do everything else nowadays. Give up, man. Just give up. Find something else to make. You don't have to make, like, weird, like, you know, crazy. You're not HBO, dude. You're not HBO, dude. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Moving on. Sorry. Wonder Woman 84. Watch the trailer. I like it. I like the trailer. And, you know, Pedro Pascal, I dig him. I feel like him being a villain, we've got to see a little bit of him as a villain in the second Kingsman movie. I loved it. But he was playing a completely different character than when he's playing in this one. And I dig the idea. I dig the idea. Let's roll. Next. The Suicide Squad. Now, I don't think I've done one on this, an episode on the Suicide Squad either, because I'm trying not to, like, just bash everything DC has done in the past 10 years, but, the Suicide Squad is we just got a character role for it. Like, just like a roll call. So you get to see all the characters that are going to be in this movie. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these guys are goofy, and they are going to die for comedic effect in the beginning of the movie. Like, they're going to daredevil it. But are we okay with that? 100%. This movie right here, the Suicide Squad what's his name? I'm blanking on the name. Guy from Guardians, or the guy who did Guardians of the Galaxy made this one. How did I forget his name, dude? James Gunn. James Gunn is directing this movie, the new Suicide Squad. And if you can tell, like, I'm just going to say this right now, and this might offend some people. If you liked the original Suicide Squad, this movie is what Suicide Squad should have been to begin with. It should have been they didn't know what they had. It's a squad of anti-villains or anti-heroes, okay? Who are being forced against their will to save the Earth. That's a comedy movie. That's a dark comedy movie. And yet they went with, like, an actual superhero movie for the other one. What are you, dense? No. And James Gunn gets it. Because James Gunn gets it, dude. The premise of it is, like, it's dark. I'm not going to tell you it's not. But it can be something like that. That's what DC has going for them that they don't understand. You have a dark, dark, like, plethora of characters. Use it, because that's something Marvel isn't doing. Like, they've dabbled in it, but use the like the darker like comedic side of it. That's why people are worried about what's going to happen to Deadpool now that he's owned by Disney. Is that like now that he's one of those Marvel properties and he's going to be in the like MCU, like they're afraid it's going to change because Deadpool can be dark and funny at the same time. That's what DC has literally in the palm of their hands, and they don't use it effectively. They have like in the past for like some movies, like you know, like Suicide Squad had a little bit of it in there, but not a whole lot. And then Birds of Prey, you know, it had those themes, those elements, which I mean, Birds of Prey was ticket rating, you know, it wasn't fantastic. I'm going to put it at like not a 3.5. I'll say like a 4. What would be a good 4, which I think is dope. You know, that movie was dope. I liked it. I watched it, you know, multiple times. HBO Max, thank you. The Suicide Squad is what the Suicide Squad should have been to begin with. But it wasn't, because Warner Brothers and DC combined are morons. Morons, okay? But now, they could really give Marvel a run for their money. I mean, right now, what do we got going for us for Marvel? What, Black Widow? WandaVision? The closest thing that we have to like anything that like if DC is able to successfully do all this stuff and like they are like bombing, Marvel's got to really step it up, like really step it up with the next movies. But we'll see. They're different vibes, man. They're different vibes. Like DC can be significantly different than what Marvel is trying to do, and still like really, 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 like, I'm not talking about just compete at the box office or, you know, monies or anything like that, but like legitimately compete with like who's making better content, because so far it's been Marvel, you know. Suicide Squad, watch the roll call. It's funny enough just to see the characters and like their costumes. I'm really excited, honestly. 2021 is going to be a rocking year if we can get rid of this virus. But you people, all of us need to, like, I have to go to work because I got to pay my bills. But you don't have to go to my work. The reason I keep going to work is because you keep going to the store. You can order online. You can order store pickup. You don't have to go in the store, but because I gotta go to the store. I don't wanna wait. Just chill. Wear the mask. Chill out. I want 2021 to be a good year, but it's not gonna be if we have to shut down again. Which, by the way, I've been waiting for this shutdown for weeks, baby. Where's the shutdown? You know we're going to have to shut down again. Otherwise, we're all going to die. But because, you know, because nobody wants to go back to quarantine. Quarantine, look, I'm going to say this right now. Quarantine sucked. But now that we're getting like back, like we're not even back to normal. We're just acting like everything's back to normal. And we're going back to work and stuff like that. And we're all risking our lives. I miss quarantine. I want to go back to waking up at 8 p.m. and playing video games until 10 in the morning. Because that life rocked. We need to chill, dude. But no, the system, man. What do you call it? Conspiracy theory. The system doesn't want us to have that, man. Because it would be a sin to keep us inside and healthy and safe. Oh, it would be a sin if we could save lives. For what? Charging cables? Everybody buys the stupidest things. I remember the first time somebody came in and was like, yeah, I need like, can I get like, because normally, you know, like what I was expecting people to be coming into the store for was like important things like, hey, I need a computer for my kid. Hey, I need a webcam for my work. All that good stuff. Some dude came in like we were just opening up. I'm not going to say where I work. We were just opening up. Some dude comes in and he's like, Yeah, man. I needed a Blu-ray player because mine broke in the middle of quarantine and I had to just come get one. I was like, you're here for a Blu-ray player? And he was like, yeah, mine gave up like weeks ago. I'm like, bro, weeks ago? You could order it and have it in by now. But he wanted to come in the store. It should be like, oh yeah, order it online. This is 2020. Why are we still, don't get me wrong, I love my job. Or I love having a job. But why in dear God's name are we still having so much business in stores? Best Buy, literally, you can order all of this stuff online, have it to you in 2 days for free. But, oh, gotta touch it. I'm joking. I understand why people like stores. And the reason people like stores, I mean, because people like stores, I get to keep my job. So thank you, I guess, for coming in and risking your life for a Samsung tablet. That's good, man. That's good. Sorry, I just ripped society. Next trailer. God, this is just going to be an episode of trailers, huh? Next trailer is The Batman. Now, we've been waiting for something about The Batman for a while, dude. And DC released this trailer, and I'm just going to say it right now. I don't know if Christian Bale might be my favorite Batman anymore. I don't know if the Nolan trilogy or the Nolan movies are going to be the best Batman movies ever. You know, this one here is unrealistically going to rival the Dark Knight, the movie, The Dark Knight, not The Batman, The Dark Knight. The movie, The Dark Knight, needs to be shaken in their boots because this trailer looks phenomenal. Robert, to anybody who thought that Robert Pattinson couldn't play the Batman, eat your sandwich full of your words, okay? Take a bite out of the sandwich. Oh, what's that? There's a piece of paper in it? Oh, it's a quote from you and your stupid mouth? Yeah, eat it. Eat your own words, dude. That's a Batman right there. That's the best Batman. You, anybody who wants to say that Affleck was a better Batman than this dude, I'm just going to say it right now. You're a moron. You're irresponsible. If you don't understand what DC is doing, I'm ridiculously proud of DC. I am ridiculously proud of DC for like grabbing these movies by the reins and saying, no, no, this is how we're going to do it, right? And grabbing Warner Bros. By their stupid little shirts, whatever they wear, like Patagonia or whatever. I don't know what Warner Bros. Movie people wear. But grabbing them, the studio people, and they're like, hey, what if we do this? What if
his suit's like all covered in wires and weird stuff and looks kind of like rock.
And then grabs him by the shirt and goes, DC goes, no, no, the Batman. It's going to be tactical because the Batman is tactical. I'm not saying, like, listen. I'm not saying there can't be like a Batman, like, you know, the Justice League one where he's like all techy and he's got like the cool suit and all that kind of stuff. Like Batman definitely is like, he's not an off-brand Iron Man, but he's like a competitor to Iron Man, you know, like they're the same character, my guys. But except, you know, one of them, you know, actually, they're the same dudes. Both of their parents are dead. Both of them are rich as all hell. And both of them decide to be superheroes for some reason. One of them, you know, is cockier about it. But the other one, I mean, he, like, listen, dude. They don't have, like, there can be a Batman where it's like, you know, like really, really like just super CG, like techie, all this kind of stuff. There's a world where that exists. But DC can't do that. For some reason, they suck.
They suck at doing that. It just doesn't work for them because DC doesn't like their live action universe right now. It needs to be dark. It needs to be gritty. Batman needed what Nolan gave him, which was realism. Like gritty, like it's not Batman. Whoever thinks Batman is about a superhero, you moron. Batman is about crime. That's a crime fighting dude. That boy, like when I think Batman, I don't like even just like when I think Batman, I don't think about, you know, some dude flying through the air, fighting dudes with like horns and stuff and like coming from outer space. That's not what I think when I think Batman. I think Batman, I think Gotham. I think that dude taking down like Carmine Falcone and stuff like that. I think that dude taking down mobsters, but it's one guy versus crime, dude. And that's the best version of Batman. Not Batman versus freaking like Steppenwolf or whatever the hell his name was. It's Batman versus crime. That's where Batman is an absolute G. That's why everybody wants to see Batman versus Joker. It's because it's not like nobody wants to see Batman fly through and like fight some dude in a spaceship. Because that's not where Batman, like, that's not his bread and butter. His bread and butter is crime. The clown prince of crime, the penguin, the Riddler. Who are these people? Are they gods? No, they're criminals. They're psychopaths. They're murderers. They're humans. And that's why this Batman, dude, oh my god, this Batman, that's why the Nolan trilogy worked so well, and that's why this Batman, oh my god, it's gonna work like crazy amounts. Now, does that mean that like in the universe of this new Batman, does that mean that there cannot be like a Poison Ivy who's like a mystical, like, you know, powered character with like, you know, superpowers? No, that's not what I'm saying. You can do that, but it doesn't have to be all CG, you know, Thanos endgamey. You know, it doesn't have to be the Justice League. All, you know, visual effects-y and stuff. People can have powers and not have some weird, like, gloss over the movie. We've seen it before. A lot. You know, people can have powers and the movie not be, like, some ridiculously large, like... Like, look at Wonder Woman 84. That's what that like, it doesn't have to be like that for somebody who has superpowers, you know? It can be normal. It can be, you could, like, people with powers could exist in a world like this Batman one. You just have to do it right. You just have to do it right. One excellent example that I really love, the TV show Legion. It's about a Marvel character. It's about a Marvel character from, and it's on FX. You can watch it on Hulu. Fantastic show. That dude proves my point. You can have powers and the show and the movie or the show not have to be like unrealistic. I love that show, by the way. Legion, go for it. Wow. I really ruined on a rant there about the Batman and how awesome it's going to be, because it's going to be awesome. Marvel's really got to be shaking in their boots, man. Black Adam, I'm not so excited about. I don't know why. I just, you know, The Rock as a superhero, I mean, it's kind of like, that's kind of a given, you know. I like the fact that it took somebody this long for that to happen. It's kind of insane. No, but anyway, moving along, those are all the trailers that I have. Sorry, that was one of the longest. It's been a while and I really just blurted out all the trailers on the planet there, huh? Wow, DC is really crushing it this week. Like, they're really crushing it. I don't have, there's not a lot of things coming out other than that, of those things that I'm just like super excited for. So now I'm going to talk about some other stuff. And what is that other stuff, do you ask? I'm talking about the God mode that is HBO Max, people. If you do not subscribe to HBO Max, I want to tell you right now, you are wasting your money paying for Hulu. You are wasting your money paying for Netflix. I literally have not opened Netflix in maybe 3 weeks because of HBO Max. HBO Max has legitimately changed my life. Like, okay,
Okay.
Hey, Ben, why has HBO Max changed your life?
I'm so glad you asked, Voice of the Office. So, HBO Max, dude. Let me give you just a little taste of what they've got on there. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Big Bang Theory, the DC, you know, shows like Doom Patrol and all that kind of stuff, if you're into that sort of thing. If you are, I mean, sorry. they got the DC movies and they got Friends, dude. They got the new Scoob movie, Ad Astra, you know, all the HBO stuff, obvio. They got anime. They got Cartoon Network. They got it all, dude. They got it all. And now HBO Max, not only are they doing that, but now HBO, dude, I'm telling you right now, HBO is on another level. Yeah, I want to say about a month ago, I was about to cancel my HBO Max subscription because I only got it so I could finish Westworld, which, by the way, Westworld, if you haven't seen it, fantastic show. Go watch it. Nudity, so watch out. but dude, I only got it because I bought a screen protector and they were giving away 30 days for free. So I was like, cool. I signed up. I was going to cancel after 30 days on the like 25 day mark. They released like a trailer for this show called Lovecraft Country. And boy, oh boy, did I absolutely, my jaw dropped so far. I couldn't speak for a day, bro. That, oh my gosh. And then the show released. If you have not seen Lovecraft Country, you are doing yourself a disservice. You moron. You're irresponsible. Lovecraft Country is one of the best shows that I've seen in a really long time. I love it. And the episode one, I was like, wow. Have I been sleeping on HBO for years? Did I just get HBO to watch Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, and Westworld? Dog, I was scraping the tip of the iceberg. Game of Thrones, I'm just going to say this right now. I've said this before to multiple people. Silicon Valley and Westworld leave Game of Thrones in the dust for me. Game of Thrones is cool up to like season 7, but I can't ignore the final season, you know? Which is why Game of Thrones is a piece of poopoo caca, you know? And so that's going to sit off to the side now. Game of Thrones was the tip of the iceberg. You have no idea what HBO is capable of until you've seen any of their other shows. Like, Game of Thrones was so well known or so, you know, big because of the fact that, well, because of what it was a fantasy show. And it was the first time we've had a fantasy show with that, like, high level of quality. But let me tell you this. Oh my gosh. Westworld. Lovecraft Country. Freaking Raised by Wolves is coming out, which is another show. That's a trailer you gotta watch. Watch the trailers for Raised by Wolves, which is a show that's coming out on HBO Max. Then subscribe to HBO Max because you won't be able to resist yourself. Ridley Scott's entire career is just watching other people's movies and shows and going, I could do that. And then doing it. One of the dudes or somebody made Noah, right? Somebody made Noah. And then Ridley Scott was like, I could do that. And then made Exodus. What? And then somebody made that movie Mother or what, I Am Mother or something like that on Netflix. It was some bullcrap movie about like this girl who gets raised by a robot. It wasn't very good. I watched it and I almost fell asleep. But then this guy was like, I could do that. And boom, Raised by Wolves. Watch the trailer. I kid you not. You will most likely legitimately pee yourself. The trailer, my jaw dropped again. My jaw dropped. I saw Lovecraft Country, the trailer for Lovecraft Country and Raised by Wolves back to back. And I was just like, I'm never unsubscribing from HBO Max again. Like my life is going to be HBO Max. I am going to get rid of something so that I can afford HBO Max. I will legitimately sell my television so that I can watch HBO Max on my phone. I will sell my phone so that I could watch HBO Max on my television, dude. HBO Max is rocking. And then I thought to myself, wow, What else is HBO Max hiding from me that I have not known about all these years? And I was introduced to a little show called Barry. Barry is a phenomenal show with Bill Hader. And it's about, get this. Okay, let me tell you, it's a comedy. It's a dark comedy. Because those exist and they're possible. Sorry, call back to me getting angry earlier. Barry is about a contract killer, a hitman, who decides that he doesn't want to be a hitman anymore. He wants to be an actor. An actor. It's I'm not going to say it's hilarious because I'm not like bursting out laughing 97% of the time. But it's so good. It's such a good show. It's like Breaking Bad, dude. It's the best, as far as shows about like crime and stuff like that. And, you know, like it's got the same, I would say it's got pretty much the same tone as Breaking Bad, but it makes me feel happy inside. Watching this show, I literally binged it all night. I was up till 1 a.m. watching Barry, dude. Bill Hader is fantastic. The characters are fantastic. The script is fantastic. The action, when it gets actiony, is fantastic. The show is absolutely bonkers, mate. It's phenomenal, man. And I'm excited to dive in to the rest. I watched Watchmen. Watchmen isn't for me. It was kind of boring. The first like couple episodes. It takes a really long time to get to anything. It wasn't what I expected. I'm excited, man, to see what else HBO has to offer me, man. Because HBO's really giving me life right now. If you don't like HBO, that's okay, man. That's on you. You're just depriving yourself, you know? Deprivation of yourself, you know? I love it. I love HBO Max. I love HBO Max. You know what I didn't love? Game of Thrones. My wife keeps wanting to watch Game of Thrones again. Keep in mind, you're talking 8 seasons of a show. Each episode is an hour long. I can binge it with the best of them, okay? But God almighty, like when I go into something, when I binge something, it's because I want to catch up. I want to see the end. I cleaned through Attack on Titan, which, by the way, phenomenal show if you're into anime. If you're not, test it out. I wasn't into anime, and now I think I kind of am. Phenomenal show. I binged that the 3 seasons, which is like 45 episodes, maybe like in a week or two, because I took spaces. I took a lot of breaks. Binged. Crazy. So I can binge with the best of them, but I already know how Game of Thrones end, and I know that it's not worth it. I just cleaned through the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe because I know that the end was worth it. Somewhat. I did rip them quite a bit last episode. I know how it ends, and I'm okay with it. I am absolutely okay with the Game of Thrones ending, which is why I refuse to watch it. Because it's HBO with that ending, basically they just said, like, dude, winter is coming, right? Is the thing that they were saying for 7 seasons, dude. Winter is coming. So when winter comes, that thing better be a season long. Winter better be a season long of hell. It was 2 episodes, and then the rest of the show was poo-poo caca that they just handed to you and said, here, be happy, it's over. It was like a bad breakup. It was like a bad breakup, and you're like, well, can I at least have my things back? And they grab all your things, put it in a box, and drop it on the floor. One of those things is broken. Multiple things are broken. And then they say, there. That's what HBO did to me with this stupid ending to the dumb show. Khaleesi changing. I was on Team Khaleesi at the end of it. Like, I tried to believe, like, oh, you know, no, like, they definitely did the character right. Like, they were doing, I don't know why I just started adapting a Russian accent. Too much Barry, I guess. But I was on Team Khaleesi. Like, I was saying, like, oh, no, like, it makes sense to me, like, why her character would just, like, completely turn like that and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's something that, you know, like, has been, you know, a thing for a while, which, to be fair, kind of, like, has a point. But at the same time, bro, I get that you're trying to, like there is switching it up and adding a twist at the end of your show. And then there is absolutely undoing and shredding to pieces what you built. And they did it in like 8 episodes. It took 8 hours to undo seven seasons of that show. And because of the way that it ends, the show's poopoo caca. You watch the show to see how it ends. And if it ends good, maybe you'll watch it again because it was good. But if the ending was poopoo caca, then the show is meaningless. It's worthless. What's the point in all of it if it's going to end so badly? This was a really angry episode. I have some pent-up aggression. I have some pent-up aggression about all this stuff, man. I never get as angry about anything in the world than I do with, like, movies and stuff and, like, TV shows. But HBO Max is changing it around, dude. Changing it around. HBO Max is the future, my guy. HBO Home Box Office was the past. HBO Max is the future. The shows are only going to get better. I hope you know that. The shows are only going to get better. I hope you know that. The shows are only going to get better. I hope you know that. And I hope that you stick around for it. We're an HBO Max podcast now, baby. No, I'm joking. We're going to talk about movies, obviously. I mean, this is a movie podcast. But we drip, and we max, dude. We be dripping to the max. That's our new slogan. To the max, dude. Because we love HBO Max here. If you're a ripper, if you're a ripette, if you're a rip something in between, we rip, dude. We rip. Dude, and we to the max, man. We're maxers here. Watch HBO Max, man. I don't know why I'm like constantly telling you to watch HBO Max. It's going to change your life, man. Westworld gave me, I'm honestly not even joking right now. Westworld gave me, it induced into me, like at the end of, it induced into me a, what did they call it? An existential crisis. I was legitimately questioning whether I was a robot or not. I was wondering if I was real at the end of that show. The writing is so wild. Oh my gosh. Dude, why would they end that show like that? Why would you end the show? Why would you make Khaleesi completely like 180 on her character? You built up that Khaleesi was going to be different, that Khaleesi was going to be better, that Khaleesi was going to be, you know, a kind, loving, adorable, you know, gorgeous little queen. And then you just turn it around and you off her? And then you make Bran the king? Bran, literally, you made him say he doesn't want to be the king before. But, oh,
because we are doomed to repeat our history.
Get the hell out of here, dude. That's like Iron Man. That's like Captain America. If he would have, like, when Iron Man died, that was like Bran being the king is equivalent to Iron Man or Captain America being like, I'll be the next Iron Man. And then he's just Captain America and Iron Man. You can't be the three-eyed raven and the king of the kingdom, dude. Doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make sense. Oh, man. There's about 20,000 people in this country who could write better shows than half of the people working right now. Better movies, better shows than half of the people working right now. But no, let's keep these people down. Oh man, I'm getting society again. Thank you for listening to me rant a lot about a lot of different things. Sorry, this was such an angry episode. I hope you were entertained with my anger. I hope it let you relieve steam. If not, I hope it induced some steam. Let's get angry about our shows. Let's get back to the point where we can yell about our shows. It's acceptable to be angry. It's okay to be angry. Doesn't mean we're going to kill somebody. We're just upset. It's tough times. Be angry. Do that's your homework for tonight, Rippers. Be angry about like dumb things. You put on your shoes. You put on your shoes and you tie them up. And like, you know, you walk out the door and then you realize, oh no, there's something on my shoe. You look down and it's a piece of gum with a rock stuck inside of it. Get angry. Get angry. You deserve to be angry. It feels good sometimes. Don't let, you know, hit people or anything, but get angry. Let's rip the world, man. I'm not starting a revolution here. I'm just saying, like, we have a, like, it's not bad. Anybody who told you to keep your emotions inside, the morons, you know? You have emotions. You're a complex human thing. Express them, you know? Even if it's about something dumb, like the DC Universe. I'm so excited for the DC Universe. And I'm so angry that, like, because now the cat is out of the bag, DC. We know what you can provide. We know what you are capable of. And you've been denying us. You've been denying us this juice. Thank you for listening. Sorry, let me get to the close out of this. Thank you for listening to the Ticker Ripper podcast. I hope you were entertained. If you were, if you want to share this with your people, you know, go ahead and do that. I don't care. I do this for therapy. This is my therapy. let's just share the therapy, share the love. If you like video games, like Rainbow Six Siege, check out my channel, Chowembe, on YouTube. I play video games. If you're not into video games, I don't recommend it. It's 100% video games. So, I mean, I don't know what you're expecting to find over there. You can also follow me on Twitter if you think I'm a moron, if you think I'm an idiot. Tell me, tweet me at Ticket Ripper Pod on Twitter. I communicate with people there. I share my thoughts there sometimes. I've been trying to stay away from the meads for a while, just because, you know, it's a weird world out there. But you know, let's start a community. Let's start a just not a cult, just a community of people, and we hang out, and you know, we do things together. And we get angry about things that don't matter, dude. We deserve to be angry about things that don't matter. You deserve something good and nice in your life. But until then, get angry about the dumbest things in your life, because you deserve it. It's okay. Lash out. bye, I guess. I mean, I don't really know how to close these things out. Listen to this and share it with your people. And follow me on Twitter. Check out my YouTube channel. I mean, even if you don't like video games, I could use the subs. See ya.